Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Look who's here. It's the Jersey Husbands.
This is super exciting. We have Frank Sr. and Evan here.
Yeah, and we already talked to your son, who he started talking to me and looking at me like directly, and I was like, "That you are your
Yeah, you guys sound so much alike.
Of how much you guys sound alike.
Are you serious? Yeah. I gotta be honest. I love to hear that. That's flattering to me. My son, he's good. That's good.
Like his inflection,
that's good.
Everything.
That's a good
Yeah. And he's like a nice guy. Like he showed vulnerability. He was sweet. Like I really.
The most humble, Teddy. When I tell you the most humble, all right, individual you're gonna ever be.
No, and right? For being that good looking and like on camera for so many years, he's really humble and sweet.
You can tell. You like guys, you guys made my
good
day.
Parents.
Yeah. No, we even
You're right. Number one dad.
Yeah, you are.
22 years. I never take it off.
That is so cute.
Yeah, exactly.
We also talked a lot about, and I'll ask you as well, about how excellent you and Dolores parent your kids and have been able to co-parent, which is the same thing. I watch how much you guys are with your kids and like really living life with them, as opposed to sometimes you see in this world. Yeah. It's a little separated. So I just wanted to say I appreciate that. But also, what advice do you give to dads? Because you seem really hands-on.
It's funny because myself and Evan, we're still a little old school. All right, we are the overbearing fathers. All right, we're going to push you. Our kids, mediocrity. All right, when they're, you know, if you're only going to go out there and give a little bit, he's the same way as I am. And I've always pushed Frankie. Sometimes to the point where I think it's too much. About 2 years ago, when Frankie was 21 years old, came up to me and said, "Dad, thank you so much for the way you are with me. You made me what I am today." He goes, "That's why I'm so driven." And Evan is probably as bad as I am. He may be even worse.
Are you harder on the girls or the boys? Or
I'm harder on the boys.
That's what I was going to say.
I only
your
have
daughter,
one daughter, so she's my princess. So Frank knows. I treat her a little bit differently. I probably shouldn't, but the boys, I believe in discipline. And then, you know, at times I'm their best friend, and at times I'm a drill sergeant as well, so I wear two hats.
Any warnings for when they hit the teenage years for him?
Please. I'm going to tell you, as a father, when the girls hit 13 to 19, you're playing referee between your wife and your daughter.
Right.
My daughter's only 10, and sometimes she's obsessed with me, and sometimes she looks at me like, die.
Right? Exactly. Like,
hormones.
Oh. Come
on. Like, she'll be so embarrassed of me, and then sometimes she'll, like, do a dance.
You're so cool.
And I'm like, oh, I'm cool today? And she's like, yeah, no.
Teddy, it's only the beginning. She's only 10 years old. Wait until she gets into the teenage years.
Because my daughter's 12.
They start pushing her.
Well, I saw she got highlights.
I know. She's 5'4". Oh, my God. She's like half a woman. Jackie thinks I'm a chauvinist because I say the three boys, we're going to spring break Cancun, and they're like 17. And Alexis, she's going down to build houses for Habitat for Humanity.
That's
right.
Absolutely not. And then we're going to put her chastity belt, right?
<That's> right. Straight to church. We're not even, we're not religious.
Wait, so you guys are a huge part of the Jersey Show. Like, the Jersey Show in general, like, they make the husbands, like, a huge part of it because the fans love you so much. Do you guys enjoy it at this point? Like, is it exciting when the cameras come up?
It's at the point now when the camera's on or off, it doesn't make a difference the way we act. Okay?
You can feel that from Jersey.
It really doesn't.
It feels so real.
We act the same. Myself and Joe Gorga appeared at Caroline's last night on a comedy act.
Oh, we just talked to Caroline. She went hard.
You're talking about Caroline. I'm talking about Caroline's comedy club.
I thought you were talking about Caroline.
No. Teddy's still trying to get Caroline.
I'm not recovered from...
I just saw her.
She gave me the look like I've never been stared at like this before, and she was like, I dare her to come at me, and I was like,
come on, you're in Jersey.
A nice girl in a red suit trying to figure it out.
You're in Jersey for sure. What you see with the guys on Jersey, hey guys, we are truly friends.
Yeah,
right? Well, what about the separate like panels?
I don't even know how we ended up there. I can only surmise.
Well, we'd like you to surmise more details.
Normally we do everything together, but Joe Gorga and Teresa haven't spoken.
Are you still talking to Joe Gorga?
I'm still best friends with Joe.
But also Louie?
I don't see Louie much, all right? We don't socialize much, all right? But if I see Louie, I'll hug him and say hello and everything else.
He would bro hug him.
Exactly. There's no problem. And same thing with Teresa. I'm not, I told Bolin, I'm not getting in the middle of that. I will not, all right?
Because are you guys on, whose panel are you on?
Oh, he is with, when I say he, Evan.
I'm with the two Joes.
He's with the two Joes. And I got Louie and I got Bill, Aiden.
Bill's been around here hanging out.
Right. We've been enjoying the show.
We couldn't find him.
He loves it in here.
He's been in here a long time. I was like, what up, Bill?
He's looking for a new career.
I was like, what kind of work
should
we do?
You're going to have to bring out the personality on that panel. That's going to be your show.
Yeah, you know, bro. Exactly. You know the deal. It's much easier when I'm with these guys. Right. When I'm with Evan, Joe, it just goes easy, you know?
How are the new Jersey housewives?
They're good. I mean, in fact, one of them is a very good friend of my girlfriend's, and so they're which is nice. They're on. They're cross to bear, right? They got to pay their dues. Jersey's not an easy crowd. Come on, there's some strong personalities.
No, I cannot.
There's some strong personalities there.
Are you feeling comfortable now in Jersey?
I feel totally comfortable. After the first year, you don't even notice the cameras, and then it's like when me, Frank, and the Joes and everybody else hang out, like, we act exactly the same on camera as it is off camera.
Yes.
So you should see us off camera.
You guys are all so natural on the show. I mean, it feels so real. But I was thinking more like just the crap that comes with it, like the online stuff.
You get used at first.
I feel like your first season would be like a nightmare.
But it was your second season that was a nightmare, right?
I think it was my third season.
Yeah.
Was it your third?
It was my third.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I thought by then, you know, I paid my dues. But
Who do you think's going to have the worst season this year?
Speaking of, that's my phone ring. That's Dolores.
Dolores.
That's Dolores' year. Sure.
Did she have a special ringtone?
Dolores.
Did you find him?
Hold on 1 second. Say hello to Teddy.
We're on 2 T's and a Pod. Your son is so amazing. I love him so much. You guys raised such a good boy. Like, I was jealous of your parenting after talking to him today.
I see how you are with your kids. I've always watched. You're better than me and Frank, so if that's any. Frank, she counts out the carrots. We used to go to McDonald's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I swear to God.
Oh, remember our kids? I'm hungry. What the fuck do you want now? you guys got to eat again?
Exactly. Slate rides horses. Her daughter rides horses like Gab.
Oh, you serious?
Yeah. She's
oh my
so
God,
into
we've
it.
Been down that road.
Well, you guys have to you have to come out and visit us next time. And when are you going to be here, Dolores?
I'm pulling up right now.
Oh, great. So we'll see you soon. All right.
Well, and your friend Kyle's in front of me. Okay.
Okay, perfect. We'll talk soon.
I'll see you later, Delore.
Okay.
So you like the new one or no?
Yes, Rachel and John. All right, John's her husband. I can be honest with you; they fit right in. All right, we're personal friends as well.
You know? Well?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, yes, they fit in.
And how's Jackie feel about the change?
I think she likes it.
She likes it. Less responsibility, just easier.
Less responsibility. I mean, we don't have people in our house every day.
Well, I have to say, she changed a lot of lives by being so open
Thank
and vulnerable.
You. Thank you.
Like
yes,
that,
yes.
And the fact that she was able to share those things, and you could tell she was authentically sharing. Sometimes you watch these shows and people are sharing stuff and you're like, come on. No, you could feel it, and you could feel your support, and you could also feel like, and you can see how incredible she's doing now.
Yeah, she's doing great.
And she's glowing. I think you want to see a success story.
Oh, yeah. Look, she's done it one way for 20 years, and she's been kind of the new path for a year or so. So it's not going to take 1 year and you're kind of like you're fully cured. But it's she's done
she's
great.
She's working on it.
She's working on it. And she's made a lot of progress. So
yeah.
They need to stay in the show. Honestly,
I think they
need to stay in the show. It's just part of the dynamic.
I just work and then hang out with the kids and then I film.
And then you show up sometimes and have some shots.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you guys,
like 20 shots every now.
Oh yeah, who's the most wild? Yeah, the men.
Oh, that's easy. There's a catalyst to all of us, and that's Joe Gorga.
Right.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Right? It's a shame. It's always the smallest. It's always the smallest.
So did you? Who did the? It's always the smallest penis. Yeah, is that what you said?
It may be the smallest penis, but it's always the smallest guy too. All right.
I really thought that's what you said. I swear there was no shade there. And Melissa, best to you. Mazel.
Enjoy that.
That's fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Teddy, it's always a pleasure.
Of course. Bye-bye.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Both Joes just sat down, so I'm happy to have you guys here on Two Teas in a Pod. I asked who was the most wild house husband, and they said you.
Yeah.
Oh, by far.
Yeah.
Like, there's not even a contest. He's psychotic.
But do you think
who's psychotic?
You.
No, I'm fun.
But that's what makes it watchable, because you're the only house husbands that people really want to see. Like any other franchise. And do you think it's because you rally the troops?
I rally the troops, but you know, I rally them, definitely, but I have a great troops. I'm all screwed up right now.
He's like, what'd you do last night?
Yeah, it was a rough night.
I had
stand-up. I did two shows at Caroline's.
Oh, that's what he was saying. How'd it go?
It went great. Oh, killed it.
Did you say anything dramatic that you should also share here on the pod? Because
No, I'm smarter than that. I don't say anything
Hold
like
on,
that.
Hold on, you did not. You messed up one time. I feel like you said something on your pod. I mean, on your comedy
always,
show.
Always.
What was that?
I don't know. I said something about Louis.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Somebody asked a question about Louis when he first came into the family, when he first met Melissa. Teresa. I'm all messed up today.
Oh, my gosh.
And they asked, we were doing a comedy show. We're doing our show in Atlantic City, remember?
Yep.
And somebody asked, all his videos started coming out. All his, in the beginning.
Oh, right.
And some fan, we were doing a Q&A, and some fan said, what do you think of Louis? And I said, just to be funny, to kill the situation, I said, I've never missed my brother-in-law, Joe Giudice, so much.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was the shade was, it's more than implied in that one.
Well, I just put it to bed. It was kind of funny, and I put it to bed, and anyway.
It was a joke. It was
a joke.
It didn't, sometimes jokes don't always land. I get it, but I feel like.
Well, you got to have more confidence than that. I mean, come on, be more secure. I mean, chill out. I mean, what are you getting so upset about, you know?
Are you guys on the same panel today?
No, tomorrow.
I don't know.
We had they separated the jersey panels.
Yeah, but we're on the same panel.
But you're on the same one.
Yeah.
Are you getting along with all the husbands otherwise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all get along.
Yeah, we're like one good.
But does Louis
rat pack.
Film with you guys? I know that we're not like.
Well, he filmed with us. We had an issue at the last.
You're right, but you guys have started, right?
No,
we're over.
You're
no,
over.
No, we're done.
We're over. We had a finale, and that's where we had an issue at the
finale. Oh, the finale. Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
I'm a hot mess.
Yeah, it's okay. We're all a hot mess.
So you had the finale, but you've done reunion.
No reunion yet.
Who do you think will get first seat?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, obviously.
You think Teresa?
Probably. I mean, she had some. I don't know.
She had some iconic times.
You know, maybe with the wedding, of course, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know who else.
Who do you think? You know. I can see in your eyes who do you think it would be.
I think Marge, probably.
Okay.
Marge isn't enough drama this year to be first seat?
She was in a good bit. I don't know, man.
I'll be honest. This was a very weird year of filming. It was almost like it went by so fast.
But they're never going to go and put... Like Marge and Jennifer sitting next to each other, even though they had trauma with each other.
But they did do that on another recently for, what was it? What was that? Oh, Atlanta, they put two women that fought the entire time next to each other. Oh, and so would, then they were like,
that would be crazy.
Each other
now, I don't think they would do that with us.
I don't know. They'll do it. I don't know.
We'll see. To some extent, they split it up based on friend groups, you know, inside the group. So.
All right. Well, what do we have? Give us a little teaser. What do we have to look forward to this season?
It was an amazing amount of
debauchery.
No, debauchery is the wrong word. it was exciting. It was like, it's the kind of stuff that you get drawn to watching on a television show. Like, when it comes on, you don't go up to go to the bathroom. You don't get up to get a snack. You watch the whole thing, and you're like, oh, my effing God.
Is it more crying or screaming?
No, you're going to get screaming. You're going to get
crying,
laughing, hysterical laughing, giggling, a little bit of everything, which is pretty crazy.
Are any husbands going to be accused of cheating this year?
No.
It's your turn. No. You haven't come up yet.
I don't go anywhere.
Marge will cut his, I could say, cut it right off.
Yeah.
She knows where I am all the time.
She's got you on Find My Friends. She's like, I see. He's doing two.
No, but she, you know what? She calls me like five times an hour. So
Marge gives him his schedule. You're allowed to eat at this time. You're allowed to take a shower. Put your underwear now.
Kept man.
Yeah. I love it. I don't pick my clothes out. Everybody laughs, but you know what? It's so easy. Like this morning, right? I said, "Well, where's my clothes?" And she pulls out a thing. There you go.
Well, she's great.
I didn't even think about it.
All right. Well, how's Melissa holding up?
She's good.
She's good.
Great. Yeah. Yep. She's doing great. She looks great. She's
happy.
When
does she not look great? She's.
I give her all that loving.
Oh, that's what it is. It's that glow. It's
that glow.
That
she shines.
Post-coital glow.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of attention.
Yeah.
You know, when you touch a woman and you make her feel good and you rub her at all times.
This rating has now gone to X.
That's right.
No, you guys, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
And I'm excited to see what the couches are going to be. And if it's not Marge first seat, I'm going to be disappointed.
Where
do you think Melissa is?
Melissa had some drama, too.
Yeah, she had some drama
some
also.
Crazy drama. So.
That's why it's like in a toss-up. Like, who knows really who's going
to
sit there.
Did you go to the wedding?
Yeah.
You went to the wedding.
I went to the wedding with Marge for a little while because we had to go and sort of support Teresa and Louie. They're getting married. No matter what what's going on, they're getting married. So you got to go. But Joe and Melissa are our family. Like in real time, they're our family. Off the show, they're our family. So he wasn't going. So in support, sort of you can't stay there the whole time. You just go. You make your respects. Hi, we're here. Bye. You know.
Did you care that he went?
No, I don't care. You know, guys were calling me up. It's people. I'm not going to mention names. I'm not going to go because you're not going. I said, no. You go to the wedding. I mean, you got invited. Go support my sister and go to the wedding. You should not go because I'm not going. And, you know, Marge and Joe went. They gave the respect, but they didn't feel comfortable.
No.
You know,
but don't you think you guys are going to get over it?
I mean, I thought we would have been over it by now, right? 13 years later on the show. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Get over it. I mean, chill the hell out. Here's what happens. It just starts over and over. There's one side here. This side is so cool, classy, cool, chill. I love you. We love you. Both of us, Melissa and I. You can shit on Melissa. You know that? You can hit her with a baseball bat 5 minutes later. She's no, really. No, yeah. It's sad to say, right?
Yeah.
You can hit her with a baseball bat
she's
5 minutes
later. She's easy to forgive.
She forgives you. She's cool. She'll chill out. You know, but then you got the other side that, you know, they hold grudges, they're weird. I don't know. I mean that, and I'm saying it on the podcast. I don't care what gets out there. It's so sad. You got to get over your bullshit. Sorry. She's on you know, Andy Cohen's show, Watch What Happens Live, and she basically said, hey, you know, my sister-in-law's not in the wedding, and that's where it all starts.
She dropped the bomb.
I mean, what? I mean, come on, man. Don't you want to make it peace? Don't you want to keep everything nice? It's your happy day.
Yeah.
You're happy. You're in love. Let's go. Be happy. Move on with your new chapter in life. Now, look what you created. Is this cool?
But do you think she did that because of past issues?
Past issues,
yeah,
right?
I know. But do you think that it was like something that because of what your comments about Louis?
No. And you know, who knows what goes on in her head? You know, at that point, you're a happy woman, right? You're glowing. You're in a love bubble. You got a new life. You got a new home. You got a new man. You're happy. Who gives a shit about the little people? right? Fuck it. We're the little people. Screw us. I don't care.
Yeah.
You should be happy. You should be happy. Move on your life and keep everybody together. You are a role model for your children, for all these people out here watching you. You are a celebrity.
Yeah.
Be a role model.
Well, I have high hopes. I think it's going to turn around. I think there's still a little resentment, but I think it's going to happen.
I'm, you know what? I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is just I'm disappointed. You know, I have two parents in heaven right now.
Yeah.
And they raised us to love each other more than anything in this world. They did.
Yeah.
You know, my father was, love your brother, love your sister, my mother, love. That's because that's all we had.
Yeah.
My parents, they only had each other and us. So we grew up so tight. We were the Brady Bunch family. And that's why I'm so disrespect. I have this disrespect in my heart for her. I'm upset.
Because she should be, in your opinion, you guys should be closer than ever because you're what each other has.
Especially that our parents are in heaven.
Yeah.
It's okay that what we did when our parents are here.
Yeah.
It's okay because they were here.
Right.
But not now. You have to respect them.
Yeah.
Right? That's how I feel.
Well, do you think if you had a conversation with Louie, you could bring her back in?
Louie? Who's Louie? Who? I'll see you later.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.